What if you want to concoct a tasty frozen treat in your own kitchen? Rachel Chordash makes her ice cream at home, but she doesn't use an ice cream maker or milk or cream, not even sugar, just bananas. She started making this version of ice cream with her 1 and 3-year-old boys, Nicholas and Adam. KCUR's Andrea Tudhope has the scoop.
I think maybe I started making this because I had too many bananas in the freezer.
Yeah.
And also because it's on that show, Daniel Tiger. They call it Banana Swirl.
I need to know a little more about Daniel Tiger. I'm not familiar with him, but right. Seems like an important part of this.
I think he definitely popularized it with the 2 and 3-year-old set. Did you watch Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood when you were a kid? Okay. So Mr. Rogers is no longer with us.
R.I.P.
But all of his characters live on in an animated series called Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. Daniel Tiger, he was originally, I don't know if you remember him, he lived in a clock.
That's, oh my right? God.
Yes, okay.
Oh, I did not put that together.
Right?
Okay, that's crazy.
So, okay. He lived in a clock. And so now he's the central character of the little show. And they have a couple of episodes devoted to you should try different things that are new to you because you might like it. And in one of those episodes, there's a little boy at the end and he made banana ice cream and he called it Banana Swirl. And my older son just would not let it go. He wanted to make the banana. He wanted to eat the same ice cream that Daniel Tiger eats. So, you know, we had to get in the kitchen and start making it.
Well, let's make it.
Okay, we're going to make ice cream out of bananas. It's pretty simple. And most people have some bananas that have gone a little too far in their house. So this is a great thing to do with them.
So they have to be ripe.
The green bananas are starchier. So your ice cream is going to be a lot sweeter the farther you let them go. The first step is we have these bananas that look like leopards here. Do I have a helper who wants to help me chop up bananas?
Not me.
Not you? Okay.
Oh no!
So you can leave them whole. They'll just take a little longer or chop them up. And then we'll just stash them in the freezer for an hour or so and they'll be ready to go. So I have frozen bananas. You want to just take them and throw them in. I've got a food processor, but it does work in like a fancy blender. You know, if somebody has a Vitamix or something like that, that works. All right. And then usually you get a helper to push the button. Do I have a helper? You're here. All right. You want to push the button? All right. Nope. Turn it. So the beginning stage, it really looks just like little banana rocks.
Would you eat that? Doesn't look very good right now.
I want it to be smushy.
You want it to be smushy? Okay. I think we should scrape down the sides to make sure that it doesn't all stick. It's starting to turn into ice cream. Okay, do you want to be the one who adds vanilla? Or should I?
Me.
I should?
That's not a lot.
You think it needs more?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. Put the lid on. Go ahead. It's done? What does it look like now? What do you think?
Banana swirl.
It looks like ice cream.
It does look like ice cream. Yeah, it's surprisingly ice cream-like.
So I wonder what it is. I mean, the fibers of a banana, do you think they make this make sense?
Yeah, it has a lot of creaminess. I mean, there's not very many fruits that will do that. Banana does have a certain kind of starch that a lot of fruits don't have that I think gives you this texture that's the mouthfeel. You can actually do the same thing with avocado. Now I have to tell you, to me, it's really guacamole ice cream, so it's a little weird. I'll stick with the banana, I think.